WBEZ is supported by Shedd Aquarium, where animals, people, science, and conservation come together. Through community outreach, education, and research, Shedd protects the water that supports life in the Great Lakes region and beyond. More at sheddaquarium.org. Shedd Aquarium, for animals, for people, for communities, for love of waterkind.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Two Chicago hospitals are accused of ignoring years of abuse by a Chicago gynecologist. According to media reports, 300 former patients of Dr. Fabian Ortega say they were abused and violated for years during medical exams by the doctor. A lawsuit filed in Cook County this week against Endeavor Health says the health system failed to protect patients, keeping Ortega in practice after learning the Skokie Police Department was investigating him. Swedish Covenant Hospital is also named in the lawsuit. In 2021, Ortega pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting two patients. A small faction of the Chicago City Council is continuing to condemn their colleague for attending a protest where an American flag was burned. Alderman Byron Sigcho-Lopez says he was not there for the flag burning, which took place at a protest calling for this summer's Democratic Convention to be canceled amid the war in Gaza. The flag was burned by a pro-Palestinian U.S. Marine veteran. Alderman Gilbert Villegas says Sigcho-Lopez should have condemned the flag burning, even if he wasn't there for it.
That's an opportunity where our colleagues should have said, look, I support whatever he supports, but this right here I can't support.
Some of the council's most conservative members now want the mayor to remove Sigcho-Lopez from his leadership post as chair of the Housing Committee for not apologizing. A former Illinois governor wants voters to have a say on giving public subsidies to the Chicago Bears and White Sox for new stadiums. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports that Pat Quinn opposes using public funds for new stadiums, something that's been floated by both teams.
I don't think there should be a hurry-up offense by the Bears to get a new stadium.
He says voters should get to weigh in on their taxes being used to subsidize new stadiums and wants an advisory referendum on November's ballot that asks just that.
The people of Chicago would have a chance at the ballot box to send a message on whether or not we want to spend any more taxpayer money to give the Bears yet another stadium.
Quinn's proposal needs approval by the Chicago City Council to get on the ballot. Farmers' market season is arriving early. The Green City Market plans to open its Lincoln Park and West Loop markets a month early. Organizers say the earlier start dates will give local farmers more economic opportunities while increasing access to nutritious food in food insecure areas. The Lincoln Park location will open April 6th, with the West Loop location opening May 4th. Weather for today, mostly cloudy, some sun, chilly with a high of 45. Tonight, cold but clear and a low near 29. Thursday, sun and clouds, a windy high of 50. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.